You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. Hour number two on a Patriots Friday. The biggest Patriots Friday in 5 years, Fitzy?
At least in four, and it would have been if you discount that playoff run as not much more than just a charade. Then it's been six.
Yes, six biggest Patriots Friday in 6 years. Jeremy Springer's with us, calling fans to impact the game, do what they do.
You're not counting 2021, huh?
No. I've never been so sure a team was going to lose than I was that game.
Oh, my God.
That's funny how we just glossed over 2021, and I would tend to agree with you.
Yeah, paper champions.
I hosted the Saturday show, Ted, leading up to kickoff that night. Mego and Andy spent 3 hours just telling me, like, Fitzy, just read a book, go out to dinner with your wife. Like, don't bother. Like, it's going to be a bloodbath. And the funny thing was, it was worse than they said it would be.
I remember, I think I did the Thursday or Friday night show with our good friend Mutt. And he was asking me all these questions about my game. And he's like, you have nothing good to say about the Patriots. I go, no, I don't. I really have no thought that the area where they're going to somehow pull this off. And they didn't. This game, very good football game. Very interesting football game. Oh, I feel differently about this game. And we won't tip anything. But late in the show, we'll make our picks, and I may have seen a graphic in preparation. Wasn't a great one, but, you know, a graphic in preparation for the socials. Mm. And there's some interesting picks on there, I'll say. I saw some interesting picks, maybe from behind the glass. But, Stiz, it is 3 o'clock. Ted's here. We got three hosts. Sounds like it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
John Tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance, and it's a positive one. It's a, hey, this is going to be fun one, which I enjoy. Are you ready for that?
Absolutely.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Spread some joy. Go ahead.
So we had a little company event last night, so I got home a little late. Halftime of the Miami Ole Miss game, but I watched the second half of that fun football game. Not sure it was the cleanest, most well-played game I've ever seen. The right guard of Miami might want to learn what a snap count is, but they win that football game, goes down to the wire, Carson Beck's dancing, the whole thing. And then it hit me. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. If you're a football fan, you have five consecutive days of playoff football. and it's college playoff football, which the first taste of was awesome. Obviously, tonight you have Oregon, Indiana, our guy Kurt Cignetti, and then you got a snow game on Saturday night, potentially, in Chicago. You got the Patriots on Sunday night football, and then you got a Monday night football game. I think we just found the best weekend of the year if you're a football fan. The sports calendar. There's more important weekends. Title game, Super Bowl. But Thursday through Monday? Are you kidding me?
That's interesting.
Way to stretch for time at the end there, too.
Because it's a bomb cyclone of relevant football, Andy.
It's
exactly
awesome.
What it is.
But man, the divisional round in football in the NFL has always been considered the best weekend of football.
It has.
So is this going to trump it now?
I feel like it might. And maybe
because of the college football slate.
And maybe because the first game I watched of this Thursday through Monday weekend went down to the wire was a really good football game, entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, I might finish, you know, if the Bills blow out the Jags and there's a couple, you know, the Rams go to Carolina, blow them out, the weekend might lose a little luster as the games play out, but there's a lot of fun games potentially.
And you just, I think this is kind of fascinating to talk about here, Fitzy. You have compelling games Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and then the probably what some people would say the most compelling game at 4:30 on Sunday, right? And then the last game of the weekend at 8 o'clock, after you've just been stuffing yourself full of football, you got the Patriots playing, of course, the Chargers.
Yep.
I'm involved in the team that's playing Sunday night, but for most football fans, I think they're going to feel stuffed by the time the Patriot-Charger game gets around. Don't you think? Don't you think you're going to be like, there's been so much football for the last 3 days, and man, we've just been watching it all day on Sunday that by the time you get to the game on Sunday night, I just think people are going to be...
Yeah, but sometimes you think you're stuffed, and then whatever is available is so good, you're like, I can find... Like Dan Ball last night was looking at the buffet, and then they brought out another tray of chicken sliders, and he moseyed on over and got more chicken sliders.
What is like a dessert where it's like a little cleansing? Like you just kind of...
Raspberry sorbet.
Like, so it's going to be the raspberry sorbet of your football weekend.
Perfect.
So it's not going to be like, you know, bread pudding, because that's... It's pretty, you know, it's
right,
pretty.
Yeah, it's not going to be bananas Foster. It's not going to be so, you know, giant and full and flaming tableside. If we're going to keep up with the food analogies and metaphors here, you know, the thing is about Thursday night and Friday night and even the games on Saturday, you can just snack on those if you need to. Like, I watched half of the game just like you did last night, Andy. Oh. Turns out we watched the better half. Tonight I'll probably end up watching about a half to two-thirds of Indiana-Oregon. Mm-hmm. I am expecting national championship-level football. What a great way to Friday night.
Yeah.
Saturday, the first game, probably going to be a waxing. I'll probably be prepping the house and doing things, and I'll only be able to watch half of Packers-Bears. Sunday is a work day for us as well, although I am super fired up for Jags-Bills. More on that in a moment. By the time we get to Sunday night, Ted, to me, I'm like, the appetite is there. Like, I have fired it up. I've had the cocktail. I've had the salad. Right. I've had the apps. Like, I'm ready to absolutely feast. But, Andy, there is a chance. While I do love the five straight days of football, divisional round weekend, which I've always called the Thanksgiving of football weekends, could be the king because you'll have four probably super good NFL games, and then Monday night is the national championship. So it's only three. Three is less than five, but those three may be better.
And if you're a man and, like, uses this as an excuse to, I don't know, not do things and get away from your wife, go in the man cave, drink beer, you got 5 days of doing that. And I also think there's a chance, like you said, Fitzy, some of these games, because of the schedule, Ted, you, excuse me, oh, I got to do this. It's during the day. I want to watch the game, but I actually got to go drop the dog off at the vet or something.
Yeah.
Usually by the night on Sunday, you can just give it all to the TV. So full focus on Patriots Chargers by Sunday.
Are you saying most of the men that watch football have to negotiate their viewing time with their significant
the married ones?
The other?
Yeah, the married ones the ones that are in long-term relationships or live-in situations.
So, continuing with the food metaphor, it's like a tapas bar of football all weekend.
Oh, I like that.
Football tapas.
And I like that. Yeah. Also, you're underestimating some of us that just gorge ourselves and eat till we vomit can take in football till
we vomit. You're like the offensive lineman I played. There's a buffet of food there. They got to eat all of it because it's there.
Right.
Guys, you can just pick and choose.
No, that's rude to the buffet person.
Yeah.
The Patriots have been posting some videos of the nutrition staff and all the game day meals and stuff like that.
You saw that as well, Dan?
I did see that.
Holy mackerel.
Don't watch it on an empty stomach is all I would... I would add into that. But I would also like to clarify, I only took one trip to the buffet. I did, however, have a couple of beers. So it was a quick week for the dry January.
dry January, my ass.
How'd that work out? I had two trips to the buffet last night. Shout out to the 88 Club and those incredibly good little Peking ravioli that they had. Man, those are good.
Yes, they were.
They were indeed. All right, Fitzy, I'm sending it right back to you. Are you ready for your three-point stance?
Yes, indeed. Me and my dreams of those crab rangoon from last night are ready to party, Dan.
Well, here's 60 seconds for all that good stuff. Go ahead.
Okay, like Andy said, this weekend is just chock full of football. This is one of those weekends we as the super fans live for. And I would say outside of Patriots Chargers Sunday night at 8 on NBC, the game most of this region, I imagine, will be most interested in is going to be Sunday at 1 p.m. That is when the Buffalo Bills, the sixth seed in the conference, travel to Jacksonville, America's dollar store with a humidor, to take on the resurgent Jacksonville Jaguars led by Coach of the Year candidate Liam Cohen. I think we're all expecting a tremendous game. At first, it was looking like a weather game. Now it seems as though the conditions will allow for the best offense and the best defense of both two teams to get after it. However, I read a stat earlier today that should be of alarm for anyone who either A, is rooting for Jacksonville, all nine of their fans, as well as anyone that wants the Bills to get bumped so the Patriots don't have Bills versus Josh Allen part three. How about this? The Jacksonville Jaguars are 0-23 in games with a total of 49 or higher since 2007. The over-under Sunday, 51.5.
Ooh, was, and that's...
Was Liam Cohen coaching those teams, so that's the
difference. He's a stud local guy. Yep. Also, that flies in the face of Schefter telling us the Bills haven't won a road playoff game since 1992, so we got a little something's got to give situation.
There we go. So Sunday night is my strong versus your strong. Sunday at 1 o'clock in the second most interesting game, it's the something's got to give game. I like that, Andy.
And something's got to give even further in that game because you have the number one rushing offense going up against the number one rushing defense in the Jags.
And I would also say quarterback legacies to some degree. If you're special, Trevor Lawrence, now you got the coach. You've been married up with this schemer. You bring him up, Liam Cohen. He's mastermind. Start winning. Of course, the guy on the other side needs to start winning because people are calling him a loser, right, and he has no Super Bowl ring. So
a lot on the line for both the quarterbacks.
That is a very and they've done it before. We go back to, what was that, 5 years ago, Josh Allen down there in a game that set football back, I think, 30 years. I famously remember that
game was awful.
It was. And one of the I don't know if it was Aikman, Romo. There was a famous QB color commentator who goes, you know, and I think the wind might be affecting the passing game, why we're seeing the inaccuracy. And they go to a thing and it says like 5 to 7 mile an hour winds. And he's like, okay.
They show the flags. Yes, they're not moving.
They're not moving at all. He was trying to do a solid for like the QB fraternity, why we were seeing crappy QB play. And it was just crappy QB play. But that's a good game. I also wanted to the 5 days, just to real quick go back to my three-point stance, because people are like, first 4 days of the NCAA tournament. Yeah, but I got five. I got you beat by a day. Five full days. You also have people that say, like Fitzy did, the divisional round weekend is
the NCAA.
It's tight. Tightened it up.
The men's tournament opening up is not a football weekend. Like, you can call that a sports weekend, but this is your point, Andy, was this is the best football weekend potentially now that the NCAA has realigned the college football playoffs.
Or maybe just best sports weekend. Way better than the Masters.
Oh, settle down, dude. Settle down.
If we have good shots of that,
wow.
If we have good camera angles of that, we got a bit for social. Because I said it, and I turned to Ted, and there was like a second to calculate, and then he turned and stared at me with those death eyes.
I'm just glad it took me a second. It usually takes me 2 or 3 seconds.
Ted, I would like to volunteer forward. If you throw Andy in a lake like some aggressive golfing friends do their golf bags after a bad shot.
Yep.
Hello, friends. I'd like to offer, there are some weekends in October, guys, where you'll have, I want a pimento cheese sandwich now. There are some weekends in October where you have, Andy, like big college football games. You have Major League Baseball playoffs and NFL games that, you know, like you'll catch a Kenbrell Tompkins, David Ortiz type of Sunday every now and again. And those are just magical.
Do we think the schedule is fair for the college football, the guys that are playing these games? Because it's I mean, they play one plays on a Thursday, the other team plays on a Friday. Some guys are playing on shorter weeks than other guys.
No, it's not great.
So and it's not fair for the kids.
Actually, one of the guys in this game, Dan Lanning, the coach of Oregon, has been very passionately critiquing this schedule along the way, even though his team's in it and maybe they'll win the national title.
Yeah.
He thinks start the season earlier, keep playing every week just like you do during the year. Don't have some teams get a bye and
some
weeks off. Whatever.
2 weeks off.
And then finish it by New Year's Day so that all the coaches can then turn their attention to the transfer portal and just have a normal calendar. He also doesn't
Do that starting next year. You can do that.
Oh, not that hard.
You can't change a lot of the stuff that's the problem with the the NIL money, but you can change the calendar.
And he even wants the higher seed to play at their stadium until the championship game. Only the championship game would be neutral site. He even said this, give him credit, when I believe he was at Texas Tech. He was playing at, he's like, I mean, no, it was neutral site, and he goes, this game should be at Texas Tech. They're a higher seed than us. We should be going to Texas Tech today. There should be value in being higher.
No doubt.
So, even the guys that
are in the NFL was talking about maybe doing it that way, having some of these playoff games at neutral sites, weren't they? They were talking about
that. There has been talk of that, which I think is a terrible.
That would be a bad idea.
If you move the AFC title game out of Gillette's...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Stadium, and now we're just going to Atlanta.
No,
like what?
Don't do that.
I forget what the press. What was the point of that, though? What was going on that people were thinking about that?
There was
it COVID.
Was going on, and they were proving they were prepped, and they had alternate sites ready. But to me, if your team
Buffalo
is good,
played a game. I'm sorry, Andy. Didn't Buffalo play a game a couple years ago? At Ford Field because of snow.
Yes. Ford Field is one. Like the domes are usually the alternate options because they're pretty, secure. So to speak.
I believe the date you were looking for, January 7th, 2018, Buffalo Bills, Jacksonville Jaguars, your final score, 10-3 Jags.
Yikes. What were the QB numbers? Do you have those, by
any chance? I do. Blake Bortles, the boat, 12 of 23, 87 yards and a touchdown.
87?
That's an average of 3.8 yards per completion. Up against Tyrod Taylor, 17 of 37, 134 yards and a pick, as well as Nathan Peterman, 1 of 3 for 14 yards. And a pick. Your leading rushers in that one, LeSean McCoy, and actually Blake Bortles led you with 88 rushing yards. Ooh. Leonard Fournette, playoff Lenny, was your other leading back in that one.
Yeah, let's hope this one's a little bit closer to the shootout and the over that we're hoping.
Yeah, instead of the 3 yards in a cloud of dust, leather helmet kind of game that we saw there.
Real quick, before we move on, just if I say Blake Bortles, what do you? The first thing you think of?
Hot wife.
When I think Blake Bortles, I think the Barstool video where the girl asked him, "Hey, what's the first thing you do in the morning?" He just looks at her and goes, And then uses the swear word for
yeah. Okay, well,
pee.
Fitzy, you clearly aren't in the know. That's the first thing you think of. Andy had it right.
One of the all-time laughs.
It's not his wife, I don't believe. It was his ex-girlfriend. The girlfriend he had when he entered the league. That's what I'm talking
about.
And
that might be smart for him. Maybe he made a good decision, had some fun, and then moved on before he started making a boatload of money. Because I actually saw him making the rounds on social media today.
What's he doing these days?
I don't know, but somebody was like, you know how much money you made? And he was like, I don't know, $50 million or whatever.
That's an old part of my take interview of his. Yeah, there's some
50
old,
million.
Yeah,
did he say the words 50? Did he say 50 million?
47, I think, was the number.
Know, he's 47. Such a himbo.
And
he makes Jared Goff look like Oppenheimer.
And he ended it with "suck it, nerds." Whereas, to be fair to him, the nerds make billions, but the good ones, well, Elon Musk or trillions.
Yeah, he had to earn that 47 mil, but yeah, it was something like, oh, did I really? Oh, yeah, that's cool.
You know, he earned my trust is at the Super Bowl down in Houston, the 28-3 game.
Yep.
And I was at a party at one of during like Thursday night leading up to the Super Bowl, and he was there with a bevy of talented young ladies.
It's always the quarterbacks.
It was just like, really, bro? Can you spare one over there?
Toss a three-time Super Bowl champion, man. A linebacker, a little scrappage?
Something. Man. It was great. One of the best. I think it was the Barstool party. They were just starting out, and the line to get in when I left was, and some of the faces you saw on the line was tremendous. Just trying to get in, couldn't get in because it was
nothing
such
like a line
party.
Of dudes trying to get into
trying
a party.
To, pretty much. Okay. Anyway.
All right. We'll leave that one there and more Super Bowl and Super Bowl party stories to come ahead of February, I would guess. But in the meantime, Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I am. But before we start, real quick, Fitzy, you've declared that Jeremy Springer or the Patriots are new age football team. Did I hear that right?
This definitely feels like a new version of the New England Patriots. Yes, sir.
Interesting. All right. So that kind of leads into what I want to talk about. So you can start the clock now.
All right. Hit it. 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Stiz, play that audio. This is from Jeremy Springer earlier today that you guys did with him.
You know, even myself, you know, when there's a bad play, I put a lot of it on myself and just have that growth mindset. Again, like I always just said right now, it's a growth mindset.
You guys know what a growth mindset is?
Nope.
Don't know? Mm-mm. Okay. Well, let me tell you exactly what it is. The definition of a growth mindset is a growth mindset is the belief that abilities, intelligence, and skills can be developed over time through effort, effective strategies, learning, and feedback. Challenges are opportunities to learn, not threats to ability. Effort is valuable and necessary for improvement. Mistakes and failure are part of the learning process. Feedback and criticism are useful, not personal attacks. Other success is inspiring rather than discouraging. I don't know if you guys think that fits this coaching staff, but I feel like it does.
Mm.
And particularly that coach right there. So all of these decisions, you know, the way in which they used to do things there in Foxborough, the coaching tactics, the games that were played, the mind games, no more. It is a new growth mindset that has taken over Foxborough. And I, for one, love it. And those guys over there are very fortunate that they have a coaching staff that understands that.
Okay, so where does this come from? Because, I mean, I'm assuming it trickles down from Mike Vrabel. He's the guy setting the tone, doing everything. It's his show, right? But he's an old school football player, right? He played with you. He came
he
up
played
in the
in
90s.
An older time, 2000. Yeah.
Yeah. How did, like, are these books? Are these learning? Are these coaches he worked under? How did we get to growth mindset and supporting guys who make mistakes?
It's out there. I mean, if you're someone that, especially on your socials, if you are anybody that's interested in growth mindset type of, I don't know, reels or things that you'd find on Instagram or whatever platform you're on. They show up all the time, and it just gets hammered in your head, and it's all really good stuff if that's where you're willing to go there and you're willing to think differently and you're willing to break old habits. It's it can be very, very, very useful, I think, for today's athlete, for
Agreed.
Today's, you know, just young person that you're trying to raise in today's world. I think it's an excellent way to, I mean, we've gone from, I mean, remember the was it the 76ers? They had a whole campaign about trust the process.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, didn't work out.
It was a lie.
It didn't work out, but it's changing. People, they're trying to change how we view failure.
Right.
It's not, you don't fail, you just learn. It's just part of the process, right? So, you know, last thing we want to do from our jobs and fans want to hear is that. But that is the kind, that's taking over, I think, athletics, is coaches coming in with a more of a growth mindset. And it, the hard part is trying to convince the parents and all the fans of the sports that same thing. And that's, but that's what the challenge is.
Well, and the way you teach them is the way he taught us. Succeed with it. When you tell me that we're going to need Ramondre Stevenson and we're going to support him and he's going to make big plays for us down the road, and then he does it, you trust it the next time when he tells. Or Andy Borogalis, when he misses two PATs and you give him a game ball for the kick he made, you go, oh, yeah, he was right. It worked. And I learned Vrabel was in that world.
Yep.
Remember when he first started Fitzy? I know you'll remember this. They put out the video where he called a lineman up to the stage, and he said, walk with me here. And he put his arm around him, and they walked across the stage. And then he tried to push him, and he's like, see, it's easier when we work together and I guide you than when I try to push you, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And after I watched that video put out by the Patriots, it started coming through my – the same video – by, you know, speakers on a stage at, like, these events. And different
things like it.
Yes. And so he's definitely –
it's out there.
I bet you Stretch is in that world.
You're looking for
it.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you Stretch is in that world. So it's worked.
Real quick question, if I may. Ted, was – during obviously during Mike's player days, he was a bit of a different cat or a different animal. But at the same time, I know you always thought, like, he had the ability to be a leader of men and a coach because of his intelligence and his aggression. But did you ever see this sort of – Like Andy's talking about this, like, cohesive mindset, these contemporary vibes. Did you ever see the capacity for those in the way back when?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I did. They were there, and so Mike was doing it probably more than any other player in a sense. Like, he connected with guys, you know, and it didn't mean you hung out with them necessarily a lot outside of the football world. We're all busy, but when you're there, you're present. He's very present. He looks you in the eye. He has some fun at your expense. You joke. You talk about things that matter, not just about the job. And so you felt connected to Mike because he took the time to get to know you in a different way that most guys try to do, or that coaches at that league at that time really had no time for that. But Mike had the time, and then I just knew that he was going to be able to be a great coach because of his interpersonal skills. It's really about interpersonal skills and your willingness to engage in those interpersonal skills that I think makes him different than today's coach.
617-779-7937. We see you lining up to talk Patriots, to react to the 3-point stances, to make your predictions for Sunday, Patriots, Chargers. We see you. We're going to take your phone calls. Also up next, Mike Giardi is going to break it down. What are the strengths, weaknesses for each team in this matchup? What's going to happen? 617-779-7937. We'll talk to Mike Giardi and your calls next here on WEEI.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.